The name of this principle is, at the end of the day, see your life through the eyes of a bull. You know, I had a bull out on my ranch, a longhorn bull. And here's what's interesting about bulls. You castrate them, you put electrical fence around them, they change. And you take them away from other people and other bulls, they don't have the kind of energy they used to have. And what was interesting is that when we moved, we gave that bull away to some people that treated it differently, put it around some other bulls and cows, and all of a sudden this thing came alive. Could it be you're just like my bull? And it's time for a change. And that's what keeping you trapped in the electrical fence is the pride and the ego and all that sort of stuff. So here's what I want you to think about. If you aren't where you want to be, you might have a bad attitude and it's time to change. It could be that you've kind of cloaked yourself in politeness and humor and you're not asking for what you want and going for it. It could be that you're kind of hiding behind all the analytical dissections and the flaws of people around you rather than figure out how to go change them and get who you need on your team. So, at the end of the day, see yourself through the eyes of a bull. Let's go charge ahead. Let's go make it happen. Think about the power of the firewalk.
Every morning I feel blessed. My 3-year-old son pops out of bed with great energy, runs to my wife and I's bedroom, climbs in bed with glowing ready eyes, and says, "Let's go play. I want a waffle, Daddy. I want my chocolate milk. Let's go play." We laugh and hug as we go downstairs to start our day together. Right now, my son's vision is crystal clear. He is bursting with energy, full of curiosity, radiates with an abundance of love, and feels he can accomplish anything. As his father, I will spend the rest of my adult life influencing him to make sure he maintains a bullish outlook on life. Do you know anybody whose energy is as infectious as my son's? If you do, you want to pay more attention to them. Here's why. A positive attitude is contagious and reshapes your outlook on life.
Attitude is everything. How you conduct yourself as a business owner, as a financial advisor, as a husband, as a father, all goes back to your attitude. If you get out of bed with an attitude that, man, this is going to be a horrible day. I've got these clients I don't want to see. I've got to go to my kids' play tonight. Your day, your week, your life is going to be just like your attitude. Poor. It's going to be full of regret. But if you come into the office and get out of bed every day with the attitude that, you know what, there's business on the table and I'm going to get it today. There's people that I'm going to help. There's a person I've been thinking about how to solve his tax situation for 2 weeks, and he's coming in today, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to show him the value that I can add as his financial advisor. Every day when I hit the door at the office, I'm giving high fives to the girls, to the guys, telling them, let's get fired up. We've got client A coming in, client B, client C. They're all top shelf. Let's have our A game. I think that is contagious. Well, let me restate that. I know that is contagious. Because I can see sometimes, like today when I came in, people are a little down. And that's okay. I think it's my job to help bring them up. And it's all through a very positive attitude. Sometimes when I'm in my car going to an appointment, and I look over and glance at other motorists, by the look on their face, or just how they carry themselves in the car seat, I can almost wager what type of attitude do they have. And you know what? It's kind of sad. I have yet to see someone in a Rolls Royce looking miserable, or someone in an S-Class Mercedes looking really miserable. Attitude also affects where you end up in life. The more positive your attitude is, and how you can create a positive attitude, is definitely going to change your fortunes. In our business as a financial advisor, I think attitude is critical because your clients coming in, sitting across the table at the desk from you, are going to mirror your attitude. Even the old curmudgeon who crosses his hands, puts his 1962 Smith Corona briefcase up on your table, and brings out all of his own spreadsheets with a scowl on his face, can change his attitude if you remain focused and contagious with your positive outlook and positive attitude. I've seen this happen.
In life and business, what you see is what you get. In the financial world, we use terms like bull and bear market. Those who are bullish on the market believe the market is going up. Those who are bearish on the market believe the market is going down. As you look to the future, what do you see for you and your business? Are you bullish on life or are you bearish? Guess what? Either way, you are right. If you say you're bullish or bearish, you're correct. Based on what you see, you will get in life. If you think things are going to get better, they will. If you think things are going to get worse, they will. If I say the following statements, what would you say about where my business is headed? There's no way I can increase sales. I'll just do everything myself. I hate going to work every day. Obviously, these statements represent a bearish outlook. If you think you can't improve sales, you won't. If you feel like you are the only capable leader on your team, you are. If you feel like work is miserable, guess what? It is. Look, I'm not trying to get all over your case here. There is a reason we develop a bearish attitude, and it is understandable. It happens when the efforts we make continue to produce the wrong results or no results at all. A buildup of frustration occurs, and at the same time of the buildup, your confidence falls, dragging down your attitude with it. Cynicism and sarcasm cloud your eyes, making it difficult to see bullish. So, when you think about learning affluent strategies to move up market, you may not have the emotional tools to do it. And more importantly, you may not have the enthusiasm and the bullish outlook to make it happen.
I have always tried to be a pretty positive person, but I always found myself getting caught up around being negative. I didn't want to, but there were always things going around me, negative people and so forth. My attitude before I hired Travis was basically, you know what? I'm done, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. But the minute that I spoke with him in our second conversation, there was something that I felt that he and I connected with that helped me to change my mentality around completely.
See your future through the eyes of a bull. Don't forget, we become what we think. Believe things will get better, and eventually they will.
You got to have a positive outlook on life. People don't want to follow somebody that's down in the dumps. People don't want to get their advice from somebody that doesn't believe that this is a great world to live in. There's a lot of good to get out of this world. You've just got to go out and find it.
So let me ask you this. Do you wake each morning excited about the day like my son Ryland, not wanting to sleep any more than necessary? Do you laugh as much as you once did? Here's one for you. When's the last time you jumped out of bed, ran to work with an extra bounce in your step while saying to yourself, I am going to make a difference today in my future and be a positive influence on those I touch. I'm going to acquire more affluent clients, I'm going to be proactive, and I am going to throw myself into my practice to the fullest. If your answer is no to any of those questions, you may want to examine your bearish attitude. This may be where you need an attitude adjustment to move from bearish to bullish. By the end of listening to this series, if you keep your mind open, your attitude will change. Because when you maintain a bullish outlook all day, every day, you will say, yes, I will increase sales. I am surrounded by wonderful leaders. Work is fun. I can transform my life and business. Looking through the eyes of the bull captures the spirit of the bull, always charging ahead. When you look through the eyes of the bull, everything you see is something you know you can conquer. As you chart your future, whose eyes are you looking through? If you are looking through the eyes of someone else to determine what you want, you do not own your future. You are simply carrying out the vision of another person's agenda, and that will lead to failure for you. What I mean by this is if you always follow the lead based on someone else's direction, you end up living someone else's life. You don't want this, and here's why. This will leave your ship at the helm of a different captain with no input on what map to follow to get what you want. Check your sight to make sure you clearly see the future you want for you and your company. Pull down the blinders put up by others who want to control your future. And finally, as you gaze through your own eyes, you should ask yourself, who else needs to watch through your lenses to help you establish the life and business you want? Turn to your heroes, gurus, mentors, coaches, and confidants to help you create the future you want for yourself. I'm here to tell you, your goals and objectives cannot be achieved without the assistance of others. Be courageous by allowing your loved ones, confidants, and colleagues the opportunity to buy into the future you want for yourself. I couldn't have created a successful financial planning practice and built a consulting company without my business partner, Drew, and my wife, Christy. The important people in your life will know where they fit and how they can help create what you want once you invite them into your journey. By knowing you and your goals, your people resource becomes a check and balance system for what is true to your heart as you take hold of the life you want for yourself. Your people resource helps you see the trees through the forest when you are too close to something. The people that care about you most are willing to help you grab what you want out of life, especially if there is something positive in it for them. This shared vision represents a powerful force that accelerates the completion of your goals and leads to looking at life through the eyes of a bull. Move from bearish to bullish to reshape your outlook on life. You become what you think, so think big, broad, and positive about your future.
Your attitude is so important because it infiltrates everything you do, everybody around you, whether clients want to work with you, whether you're going to have staff turnover. And one of the things I did to kind of make sure that my attitude was positive every morning is I actually put post-its on my mirror in the bathroom that said, focus, think big, stay positive, things are changing for the better. Little reminders that so I could start my day thinking the right way, and it showed in everything I did.
Take a look at your jacket. It shows you how to keep an outlook journal for the next 2 weeks. The way it works is very simple. Every day for the next 2 weeks, every hour on the hour, you're going to rate your attitude on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is an extremely bearish attitude. 10 is an extremely bullish attitude. Then at the end of each day, on the back side of your journal, make a list of the things you are grateful for in your life that helped you get bullish that day. Do this for 2 weeks and you will be amazed at the changes you will start to notice. As you check your attitude, it's very important that you remember this simple saying, all progress begins and ends with the truth. Therefore, don't give yourself a score that you don't deserve. Be real, because without you being realistic, you won't be able to measure the gains you're going to make over the next couple weeks by taking on this exercise. Whatever score you've given yourself, that's what it is. So get over the embarrassment. Get over, you know, the feeling sorry for yourself. If it's a 1, fine. That's where we know we need to start from. Let's get it to a 3 in the next couple days. A few days after that, let's get it to a 4. By the first part of next week, let's get it to a 5. So that you're building this big crescendo so you can hit those 8, 9s, and 10s. And guess what? You're not going to have a bullish attitude every hour on the hour. Too many things are thrown at you at life. However, if you can maintain that even keel, if you can build up that tolerance of no matter what's going to come at me, I'm going to approach this with a bullish attitude. You will have a great life, a great attitude, and people will want to be surrounded by you because they'll see how you can take a pressure situation and not let it get to you and not let people bring you down when we know there's more people out there rooting against you than rooting for you.
When you become lethargic in what you're doing, you're completely dissatisfied, I think it's time that you need to do something about it.
Okay, that's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less. We know you can do it.